Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Are you tired and stressed out all the time? If you are, the reason might be is that you're trying to live your life on your own power, and God never intended for you to do that. Did you know that Jesus has an incredible offer for you? In Matthew 11, 28, he says this, "If you're tired of carrying heavy burdens, come to me, and I will give you rest." That's about the greatest news anybody can imagine when you're feeling tired and fatigued and worn out. But you've got to take Jesus up on his offer. And how do you do that? By making it a priority each day to spend time with Jesus in prayer and reading the Bible. Let God talk to you and you talk to him. That's the connection point for the power. Every day you need a dose of God's daily hope. So let's get started right now by looking into God's Word together.
Today on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, as we enter the home stretch of our series called The Hope of Christmas, we bring you to the third and final part of the message called Will I Make Room for Jesus? It's taken from various portions of Scripture. But just before that, you know, so many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal use or to share with a friend who needs to hear the message. And there are certain key messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick asked us to put together the very first ever collection of his most requested teachings. This very special 6-CD collection is sure to be a blessing to you, a family member, or a loved one. You can get your copy of the Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 1, right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. And now here's Pastor Rick with today's message.
The Bible says this, the most famous verse in the Bible, God so loved the world, that's you and me, that he gave his one and only son, that's Jesus, that whoever believes in him, who's whoever involved? Everybody. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what your age is, what your ethnic group is. I don't care what your religion is. You may be Baptist or Buddhist or Methodist or Muslim or Mormon or Hindu. You may be atheist or agnostic or no religion at all. Doesn't matter to me. The Bible says, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a good deal. I get to become a part of God's family, and that family is going to last forever. Jesus said it, the Bible says it like this, John chapter 1. He, Jesus, came into the world which belonged to him. Remember, he made it, so we all belong to him anyway. But those who were his did not receive him, no room, and did not welcome him, no room. But those who did receive him and welcome him, come on into my room. Come into the rooms of my heart. All the rooms, bathroom, bedroom, living room. To those who did receive him and welcome him, he gave the privilege and the power to become the children of God. Because, and here's how you become a child of God, they believed in his name. And that way I become a part of God's family and God becomes my father. So wait a minute, isn't God the father of everybody? No, he is not. God created everybody. God loves everybody. God has a purpose for everybody. But God is only the father of those who choose to become a part of his family by meeting the family requirements, which are believe in the son he sent at Christmas. That's the condition. Now, I not only get to be a part of God's family, I get to know my Creator and my Savior, which is a big deal, but there are actually some benefits here and now, right now, for the rest of your life here on earth. And the second reason I want to open every room of my heart to Jesus is to enjoy a life of purpose, peace, and power. Purpose, peace, and power. These are the three things that God says, I fill your life with when you invite Jesus Christ into your life and you give him more and more rooms. As you give him more and more rooms, he gets more and more in control of it, gives peace, power, and purpose. I've been walking with the Lord now for 50 years. I have lived a life of purpose and peace and power. I can tell you, this works. This really does work. You know, I got a letter a while back from a very well-known business leader. In fact, if I told you his name, you would know who it is. And it was a very gut-level letter, and he said, "In the eyes of everybody around me, I am a raving success. But," he said, "inside, I feel insecure, insignificant, and small." Took a lot of guts to write that. "Inside, I feel insignificant, insecure, and small." Now, what he's talking about is what psychologists commonly call the imposter phenomena. A lot of people have written books about this, and it basically sums up in this. If I'm so successful, why do I feel like a fake? If I'm so successful, why don't I feel more fulfilled? If I'm so successful and I'm living this good life, how come I still feel like there's got to be more? Something's missing in my life. Well, the answer is there is something missing in your life. The answer is you were made for more than money. You were made for meaning. You were made for more than a salary. You were made for significance. You need to move beyond success to the higher level of living, from success to significance. Success is not enough because it doesn't satisfy. You were made not for money, but meaning. Now, I know some of the wealthiest people in the world, probably a dozen billionaires, and I could bring every one of them in here and they would tell you this: money will make your life easier, but it will not give you meaning. It will make your life easier, but it will not give you meaning. And life without meaning and purpose is petty, pointless, and trivial. And you were made for so much more. And that guy was saying, the reason I feel so small, when I heard that, I thought, I know why. I want to share the verse that I would share with him. 2 Corinthians 6. The smallness you feel comes from within you. Your lives aren't small, but you're living them in a small way. What's the antidote? Make room for Jesus. Open up your lives. Live openly and expansively. Don't be closed-minded. Don't shut God out of your life. Be open-minded. Be expansive. Live openly. He's saying, your life is not small, but the way you're living it is small. You see, your life is extremely significant. It is so significant that God cared enough for it to come and to earth at Christmas, live a perfect life, and then die on the cross for your sins. And if you want to know how much you matter for God, you look at Jesus hanging on the cross with his arms outstretched, and he says, this is how much you matter to me. You matter to me so much, I'd rather die than live without you. You matter so much for me, I love you so much it hurts. That's how much you matter to God. So your life is extremely significant, but you are living it in such a tiny, small, insignificant way because you've stuffed the rooms of your heart with stuffing instead of stuff that's going to really matter the longest. Now, not only does God give me a new sense of purpose when I invite Jesus to take over the rooms of the inn in my life, but I get a new sense, and this is a big one, of peace. Jesus said it like this: I'm leaving you with a gift, and that gift is peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give you isn't fragile like the peace the world gives. What is the kind of peace the world gives? It's temporary. You know, we've had about 260 peace treaties signed in the last 300 years. Almost none of them were kept.
Pastor Rick is just midway through part 3 of today's message called Will I Make Room for Jesus? From our series, The Hope of Christmas. There's more great teaching coming up, so please stay with us.
So many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal use and to share with their friends. There are a few key messages that are so transformational that people request them over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together the first ever collection of 6 of his most life-changing teachings. They include Winning with the Hand You're Dealt, The Amazing Power of Forgiveness, The Skills of Leadership, When Your World Collapses, How Can I Know God's Will, and as an added blessing, Rick and Kay's personal testimony following the tragic loss of their youngest son. This very special 6-CD collection is sure to be a powerful powerful source of inspiration for you, a family member, or a loved one. It's yours when you support this broadcast ministry today with a financial gift. Get your copy of the most requested sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 1, right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. Or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you have a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. When you support Daily Hope, you help bring the hope found in God's Word to people all around the world. Thanks so much for your prayers and your support.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
The peace that comes from the world is totally circumstantial. Jesus said, I don't give you that kind of peace, the peace the world gives. I give you the kind of peace, the Bible calls it, the peace that passes understanding. And what does that mean? It means you have peace when there's no reason visibly, physically, why you should be at peace. Everything around you is in chaos. It's all hitting the toilet. It's all been flushed down. Nothing's working in your life. And for some unexplainable reason, you're at peace. That is the peace that passes understanding. And that can only come from God, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And he says, I'm going to give you that so you won't be troubled or afraid. God doesn't want you to live with fear. God doesn't want, in fact, look at this next verse. God does not give us a spirit of fear. God did not give us a spirit that makes us afraid or fearful. So if you're afraid or fearful, that didn't come from God. Instead, he gives us a spirit of power and of love and of self-control. Those are the three things you're going to need in this next decade. You're going to need to be plugged into the power so you're not running on your own energy. You're going to need a spirit of love, which eliminates fear, and you're going to need a spirit of self-control. It's interesting that the more I give of my life to God, the more self-control I have. I'm not out of control. The more I give control to Christ, the more self-control he gives me. And that way, all those things, those habits that you'd like to change, those hurts that you'd like to forget, those hang-ups you'd like to let go of, but you can't, and you've tried and tried and tried, and you don't have enough willpower to do it, you need the Spirit of Christ who gives you the spirit of self-control. Now he says, I'll give you peace of mind, and you won't be troubled, and you're not going to be afraid. You see, whatever you worry about reveals the rooms in your heart you have not invited Jesus into. Whenever Jesus walks into a room, he fills that room with peace. So any room in your heart that you're worrying about, that you're upset about, that you're anxious about, that you're afraid about, that's simply telling you, you haven't invited Jesus into that room. Because when he enters a room, he fills it with peace. And your worries are revealing the areas you have not given over to God. You haven't let it go. You haven't said, Jesus Christ, come in and be a part of my finances. Be a part of my dating life. Be a part of my career. God gives us a spirit of power and love and self-control. Now, why do I need love? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but one of them is 1 John 4:18. In love, there is no room, there's that phrase, no room for fear. But perfect love drives out all fear. I'd like to teach you right now how to be fearless. Here's how you be fearless. I can tell you how. You fill your life with love. Because love is the antidote to fear. Perfect love drives out all fear. Here's how it works. When you invite love into your heart, fear goes out the back door. When you invite fear into your heart, love goes out the back door. Fear and love cannot operate in the same heart at the same time. So if you want to get rid of your fears, you need to fill your heart with perfect love. Perfect love casts out all fear. That's how you become fearless. You fill your life with perfect love, and you're fearless. You say, where can I get perfect love? Well, not from me. Not from anybody sitting by you right now. Not from any human being, because none of us love perfectly. There's only one person in the entire universe who loves you perfectly. Jesus Christ. God is love. He doesn't just have it. He is love. The only reason you are able to love other people is you were made in God's image. And because God is love, human beings have the ability to love. We are made in His image. So God says, let me fill every room in your life with love and peace and purpose and power, and you're not going to have any fear. You'll be fearless. Now, follow me on this. The fact that the innkeeper didn't make room for Jesus did not stop Jesus from being born. My actions don't stop God. He has His plan and history. History is His story. And when the innkeeper said no room, it didn't hurt God. It just hurt the innkeeper. He missed the biggest blessing of his life. He missed the privilege of housing the Son of God on his birth. No room for Jesus didn't bother God, but it was the innkeeper who got hurt. And the same thing is true with you. You may say, I'm not going to open up my heart to God. Oh, I'll give him one room of my inn. I'll give him the Sunday room. I'll give him the Christmas room, the Easter room. But I'm not going to give him my sports room. I'm not going to give him my sex room. I'm not going to give him my family room. I'm not going to give him... No. I'm just going to keep those myself. Well, those are all areas that will be filled with fear, and those are all areas that he can't bless. You don't hurt God shutting him out of your life. You don't hurt him. You're the one who gets hurt. You're the one who gets hurt. Now, you know, we often at Saddleback have people come and share their stories, testimonies of how God has worked in their life. And I thought I'd end this message by writing out a testimony of the way I think the innkeeper would share his testimony. I read a fellow pastor who'd written an article about the innkeeper, and it inspired me to write this. It was the busiest season I'd ever seen as an innkeeper. A once-in-a-lifetime business bonanza for me, courtesy of Rome's Caesar Augustus. Wanting to raise taxes, Caesar came up with a bright idea that everyone would have to travel to their hometown to be registered for his silly census. That meant travelers everywhere, and that meant overnight lodging was in great demand. My inn was booked solid for a month. I could ask any price I wanted, and still it was packed out night after night. I hate the Roman rule over our land, but in this case, Caesar did me a big favor because that month of income set me up for life. But then that couple showed up. I'd already turned away dozens that night, so I didn't think twice about it. How was I to know who that couple was? They looked no different than a dozen other families that I'd already turned away. How was I to know that they were unique? They were special. So I just said, sorry, we're booked. We have no vacancies. There is no room for you. But as I said those words to that very young couple, I saw a worried husband and a young girl about to pop from her pregnancy. So I thought I'd at least do them a favor and allow them to sleep with the animals in the stable back out behind the inn. Obviously, I didn't know who it was. And I didn't know the importance of that baby that she was carrying. But now, and for the rest of eternity and all of history, I'll be known as that guy who said, sorry, no room. I'm the guy who put the Savior of the world out back with the animals. That's my legacy. And my name is Mr. No Room for Jesus Guy. In fact, that's the only thing anybody knows about me, including you. I made no room for Jesus. So at least let me teach you a few things that I've learned from my mistake. First, Christmas is all about making room for Jesus in your life. If you miss that, you don't get it. You miss the meaning of Christmas and why Jesus came. Second, beware of busyness. I missed Jesus because I was too busy to realize what God was doing right in front of me. I just wasn't paying attention. I was so busy, I was clueless. Now, to be honest, it was an inconvenient time for Jesus to show up. So I just pushed him off in a corner. But now that I think about it, it seems that there's always something, some reason, some distraction, some inconvenience, some other preoccupation to use an excuse to not make room for Jesus. You know, maybe God knew that. Maybe he knew that there would never be a convenient time in my life when I would have room for Jesus. I was going to have to make room for him if it was ever going to happen. Now, I know that if I had the opportunity to do it over again, I'd certainly do it differently. So let me offer you some advice from my painful failure. If your life is filled to capacity, if your schedule is overbooked, if your budget is overspent, and you're running on empty, you're probably going to miss him too when he knocks at your door. You know, Jesus' other name was Emmanuel, which means God is with us. He came to be with us for our benefit. How ironic that it was the animals, not human beings, that made room for him. They took him in when I shut him out. If I'd just paid better attention, if I'd not overbooked my life and inn, if I'd not been so focused on making a profit, I could have received the incredible gift that God offered to me personally that night, the privilege of making room for Jesus in my inn. You know, if I had realized it, I would have moved somebody out. I would have given him my room. Shoot, if I could do it all over, I would have given him the whole inn. I think that's what God's asking each of us to do this Christmas. To make room where there's been no room. You know, I missed the knock on my door. But for you, there's still time to receive him. There's still time to look at your life, to consider if your rooms are really filled with what matters most or just cluttered. You still have time to reserve a place for the most important guest of all. And when he knocks, you can give him the welcome and the reception that he deserves as your creator, and he will knock. Will you open the door, or will you just be another no room for Jesus guy?
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with an encouraging closing thought. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Oh, and while you're at the website, please be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. Listen to Rick's messages, click on his social media links, and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And please be sure to tell your friends and loved ones about all these great resources. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Did you know that the best gift you can give anybody is to bring them into a relationship with Jesus Christ? And did you know that the best time to do that out of any other time in the year is at Christmas? Here's what I want to challenge you to do. I want you to make a Christmas list of people. Think of all the people who you know who don't know Jesus, or who might know Jesus but don't go to church anywhere. And I want you to start praying for them. And then I want you to invite those people you've prayed for to come to a Christmas Eve or Christmas Day service at your church. Now, if you live here in Southern California, you can join us at Saddleback at one of our 60 identical Christmas Eve services. If you'd like to know the service times of all of our Christmas services, just email me, rick@rickwarren.org, and I'll be glad to send you a list. Or you can visit the Saddleback Church website, www.saddleback.com. If you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous support.